Chris Burton is from Rail Future East Anglia and joins me now. Hi there, Chris.
Good morning, Dottie.
What do you think of this? Almost the privatisation of this Varsity line before it's even built?
Well, I don't think it is, really. I think in the sense that the government needs to bring in some private capital, but the most important thing is to get that line built as quickly as possible. And we think it's extremely good news that that's going to be pursued in the way that it is, not because we have a political agenda on that. We just want to see that line reopened. And it would be a most extraordinary new artery of travel opportunity, not just between Oxford and Cambridge, just that Oxford, for example, gives one the opportunity to, with one change of train, to go to so many places in the west of England, in the north, and down in the south, that it'd be almost unbelievable change being able to effect that sort of journey without going via London.
But is it your understanding that this new organisation, East West Rail, it will function as a private company, will it?
Well, it'll still be a train operating company, much in the way that somewhere like Anglia or Chiltern Rail are at the moment. But they will also have immediate responsibility for the infrastructure, the signals, the track, and probably most of the stations. There are places in the country where Network Rail runs a station, is responsible for it. Other places, it's the train operating company.
So do you think this is a good idea to try and kind of standardise it?
Yes, I think so. We don't know the details yet, and I don't think they've finalised them themselves. We've got to find out how it's going to be done. But certainly some of the train operating companies, and I would particularly think of Chiltern, who admittedly had a very long franchise, 20 years, one of their shareholders was John Lang, the builder, the structural engineer, a civil engineer, tremendous expertise there. They're still together, and they're the sort of arrangement. They did an enormous amount. In their case, they had to do it with Network Rail. They could very easily have done it on their own. And there's no reason why that shouldn't be replicated on the Oxford to Cambridge line.
Does it trouble you that the East West Rail project, it will be a trial? It'll be a guinea pig in a sense?
No, not really. There are very rigorous national and international standards when it comes to building railways, as indeed there are for roads. So I don't have any worry about it at all. I know that Rail Future doesn't either, because the government wouldn't allow that to happen. It would reflect very badly on them. They just want it done quick, and they want to find out whether it can be done more efficiently, therefore cheaper, better value for money, because it has become very expensive doing things via Network Rail. There's a whole lot of reasons for which there isn't time to talk about here. But I think it's a worthwhile attempt to open up a new line to private capital to see just how effective it can be. It may not be effective, but there's no reason to believe that will be the case at the moment.
And just quickly, Chris, when do you think this line might be open? Best guess?
That's the biggie. I would think, first of all, they've got to announce Cambridge to Oxford, where it's going to run, and when that work's going to start on. That's the critical bit. But I would hope it would be running by 2025, 2030.
Oh, still ages away.
Huh?
Ages away.
Oh, of course. Yes. I mean, there's so many things that have got to be sorted out first. But time goes very, very quickly.
Okay.
I know you're very
If you
young,
say so.
You
Chris, thank you very much. Chris Burton there from Rail Future East Anglia.